Welcome to Almond Essentials. I'm Emily Fleischman, Vice President of Global Market Development at the Almond Board of California. On this episode, we're talking with Chef Rob Corliss, owner of Culinary Consultancy 8, All Things Epicurean, and longtime almond advocate. Today, we'll discuss creative ways Chef Rob is utilizing almonds in snack products, his ideation process, and tips and tricks for working with almonds. Hi, Rob. Thanks for joining us today. So let's start off with a brief background on you and your culinary experience and include how long you've been partnering with the Almond Board on culinary concepting.
Well, first, thanks for having me, Emily. I love doing a podcast, but I wish we could be enjoying some of these almond snacks together in person. As far as my culinary background, I've been cooking for more than 30 years. My experiences include running world-class resort hotels, launching new concepts, working in top marketing agencies, writing trends and insights for national publications, and owning 8 since 2009. 8 is focused on flavor innovation, working with manufacturers, restaurants, and commodity boards like the Almond Board. I've had the pleasure of working with the Almond Board of California since 2016. We collaborate on recipe development throughout the year. However, IFT is our biggest innovation platform each year.
That's great. So tell us a little bit more. Why do you love working with almonds and what makes them such a unique ingredient?
Well, I have to say what comes to mind first is the versatility of California almonds. They have more forms than any other tree nut, 13 different forms to be exact, ranging from almond milk and butter to sliced and diced almonds or almond flour. But best of all, almonds can be utilized in almost any snacking application for any day part and are easily incorporated into recipe and menu ideation. They also provide endless texture and flavor potential in product development across all snacking categories, and they're healthful too. So I find that the benefits of a health halo and all natural ingredients like almonds intrigue today's sophisticated and adventurous consumers, and it really makes them more likely to try something new, especially with the increase that we've all seen in plant-based lifestyles. And with that in mind, I would say that many trends point to consumers actively searching for more quality-driven, flavor-forward, healthful snacking options. So in addition to that taste and texture we mentioned, almonds also give product manufacturers a leg up with claims for dietary and consumer preferences, like gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, and clean label. I really view almonds, you know, Emily, as a blank development canvas that never goes out of style, year after year, accentuating trend after trend. So I guess you could say it's the perpetual relevancy that makes them quite a unique ingredient to work with.
That was great, Rob. I love that idea of blank development canvas. And you touched on the many forms that almonds come in. And I'm curious, you know, what are your favorite forms? And if you can share some examples of how you've used them.
You know, picking a favorite almond form, that's a hard one. But I love combining different almond forms into one snack, as I find it really amplifies the eating experience. For example, a few years ago, we created the Brazilian cocoa and coffee almonds that actually have chunks of chopped almonds and other seasonings in the chocolate espresso and cocoa enrobing, resulting in a whole almond rustically flavored with, well, more almonds. And I also love working with almond butter as a spread, as nut butters are ripe for innovation, like our five-spice dark chocolate almond butter, or as a binder in the actual batter of snack bars, like our almond yuzu poppy seed bars. Almond milk, I would say, is another great form to work with because it can carry an array of trending flavors like coffee, exotic fruit, aromatics, botanicals, or pressed juice to create a dairy-free and delicious on-trend functional beverage. And just from those examples, I think you can see why chefs appreciate the opportunity to express creativity exploring all the different almond forms, because they offer such vastly different attributes, you know, things like crunchy, smooth, nutty, and creamy. And for me, I feel that few ingredients can offer that range of diversity in product development.
Those sound so tasty, making my mouth water. Now, I know you've been working on our samples and recipes for this year's IFT, and of course, we'll be sharing them in a little bit different way this year, but I'm curious if you could give us a sneak peek into what's coming.
Yes, of course. This year, we've come up with another innovative group of five snacking recipes to showcase during IFT. Now, knowing the show is now different this year, the Almond Board still wanted to bring that almond inspiration to those attending virtually. And because of that, we'll be developing detailed tasting notes to bring each recipe to life. And without giving too much away, we have an exciting lineup in store this year. There's a Japanese-inspired pickled plum and tangerine-flavored whole almond, almonds that mimic restaurant-grade ramen flavors, an almond butter spread that's actually whipped to a cheesecake-like texture, which is infused with berries to give it a beautiful purple color, and an almond tapache with unsweetened almond milk, making a refreshing beverage showcasing the fermented foods trend. But for me, my personal favorite is our Mediterranean almond wafers. So it's a soft yet crunchy take on a snack bar where you can actually hear that signature almond crunch when you nosh on these. It has three almond forms, being blanched almond flour, natural small chopped almonds, and natural sliced almonds. And these are blended with a touch of crushed corn nuts, Aleppo chili pepper, nutrition yeast, water, and olive oil to create a soft dough, which is then rolled and cut into round wafers and baked into a crispy snack, kind of meant to be like an any time of day type offering. And we see these as a cross between bars, wafers, and crunchy biscuits positioned at breakfast or as an afternoon snack. So hopefully all five recipes inspire product developers and manufacturers to create their next signature almond snacks.
Wow, Rob, that is a lot. I'm always so impressed with how you take current trends and the many forms that are available and blend them together to just come up with something new and creative every year that really is surprising in many ways. I'm so curious if you could share with everybody a little bit about your ideation process and how do you come up with these samples?
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's nice of you to say, and I'm glad that you like them because I love coming up with relevant new almond snacks and crafting experiential flavors. And to accomplish that, we actually work within a structured process that accentuates inspiration. We take a flavor-first approach to every single thing that we do. For these five specific recipes, 8 kicked off the process of the Almond Board earlier in the year to align on the goals for IFT and what type of snacking applications we wanted to focus on. 8 then defines the strategic culinary development platforms, which the ultimate goal for IFT ties into, this being to showcase the versatility, the functionality, and craveability of almonds in multiple snack applications. Then we define our marketing messages and flavor guardrails for that development, layering in trends and insights. And then between 8 and the Almond Board, we conduct research on emerging flavors, snacking, ingredient and consumer trends from both food service and retail. And we're always discovering and vetting the right flavor at the right time to incorporate into our recipes, as well as those unique ways to utilize almonds. And then from this, 8 takes that and 8 develops and presents 10 to 15 written culinary concepts, each articulating the almond recipe idea and its rationale. And then finally, the Almond Board team shares any additional thinking on those concepts, and we narrow it down to the 5, which will proceed to actual recipe development. We then collaborate and taste test during this entire process, making any enhancements as needed. And then all of these developed recipes encompass our key snacking categories of bars, beverages, spreads, dips, and flavored almonds and bites. And I'll finish it all by saying that working with an ingredient such as California almonds really makes the ideation process fun because the possibilities are truly endless and the results, well, they're always engaging.
That's great, Rob. And I do know this is one of my team's favorite projects every year as well, just seeing what we come up with. But thank you so much. This has been great. I know I've been inspired and I hope our listeners are too.
Well, I always appreciate chatting with you, Emily, and time to share culinary passion and my affinity for California almonds.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Almond Essentials. Make sure to check out the first two episodes in the Almond Essential series, The Crunch Consumers Crave and Sustainability in a Nutshell. As well, be sure to look up the IFT 20 almond recipes Chef Rob mentioned. These will be on the newalmonds.com later this month.